The 2014 Experience Jamaica campaign is on in earnest. This week we give you an update, and in our Know Jamaica feature, we look at the beauty and sophistication of patois. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay tuned.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The Experience Jamaica campaign is all about encouraging Jamaicans to vacation at home. However, it not only encourages, but also makes it easier by teaming up with some of the island's premier hotels, attractions, and other tourism stakeholders to offer special discount packages to locals. The 2014 leg of the campaign kicked off in April, and Experience Jamaica consultant at the Jamaica Tourist Board, Horace Phillips, says the response has been tremendous.
Jamaicans are really taking to it. It has taken 4 years. We started in 2009. And since then, we've had a tremendous increase in terms of tourism partners who have bought into the local campaign, as well as Jamaicans and international organizations and the members of the diplomatic corps who have certainly bought into the idea and are supporting it by going to the attractions and the hotels.
A series of road shows are part of the annual Experience Jamaica campaign, and this year is no different. The shows kicked off at Expo Jamaica in April. Montego Bay and Manchester also got a taste of the road shows. The next road show is slated for the Sunshine City.
The next road show goes to Portmore, and we will be in Greater Portmore, the shopping mall there, near to the KFC and the Shoppers Fair supermarket. We will be having a number of our partners as well as entertainment on that day, which is June 28th.
From Portmore, the team heads to Ocho Reyes in St. Anne, July 12.
In between that, we're going to the All Grill Off. We've created a tourism village there, and we will be having some of our partners at the Grill Off participating and encouraging Jamaicans to take their holiday vacation right here at home. July the 6th.
The Craft Grill-Off will be at the Hope Gardens July 6, starting at 10 a.m. To ensure everyone gets a taste of the prizes and surprises that might just be at the road shows, the Experience Jamaica team and partners will be making a three-day stopover in Denby, Clarendon in August.
The big one is the Denby Show. We are creating a big tourism village there. That will be August 1 to 3. They're expecting some 80,000 people, so we'd want everybody, all the partners, to be on board with that. So that should be really great.
Experience Jamaica consultant at the Jamaica Tourist Board, Horace Phillips. With more than 100 tourism partners on board, Jamaicans are being encouraged to take advantage of the discounts being offered. These include up to 50% off on accommodation, attractions, shopping, ground transportation, and at restaurants across the island. We love Jamaica. In our Know Jamaica feature, we look at the beauty and intricacy of patois. Patois is easy to understand, but a non-speaker of the language must first be prepared to listen. There's really method to the madness, as the trick is to learn a few keywords and phrases, and before long a non-speaker can become a fluent, well, almost fluent speaker of patois. And just for the fun of it, here's a simple patois phrase. So, in Jamaica, you jam on the beach with your spigo or bush the road and go sport, which really means to hang out on the beach with someone you love or dress up, leave your house and socialize. And with that, we wrap up this edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Until next time, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.